from Devon Funds Management. Monday morning, Greg, how are you?
Morning, Mike. Good, thank you.
Now, Port of Tauranga, that looked okay to me.
Yeah, that's a pretty good result. So, look, it was a mixed old earnings season, but it finished on a pretty good note. So, Port of Tauranga, those shares rallied on their results. So, strong half year, net profit after tax up 27%, 60.2 mil. Revenue up 12.5%, 225 million. So, volume's pretty good, up 7%, 12.4 million tonnes. Contains up 10%, imports up 15%, exports up 3%. The only weakness was in logs, it was down 10%, but that was against a tough comparative when there was lots of wind-damaged logs being shipped the year prior. But yeah, generally a pretty good story. And also benefiting from higher prices, Mike, so the charging more stuff going through the port and they're charging more for it. So they've lifted their profit guidance range to between 115 and 125 mil for FY25, and that's up from 102 the year prior. So investors like the result, up 2.7%. Another domestic name reporting was Summerset. Now, there's a bit of anticipation around the retirement care homes result given Ryman's billion-dollar capital raise. But, yeah, those fears were allayed. So, full-year operating profit, that was up 8% to a record 206.4 million. Revenues are up 18%. Occupation rights sales are up 12%. And the gearing ratio, a lot of focus on that, 36%. So, they're under less pressure, it seems, balance sheet-wise than Ryman. So, a weak property market, as residents sort of taking longer to get into their homes, that weighed a bit in terms of revaluation. So, that the bottom line fell by a fifth to 339.8 million. But overall, the underlying result was really good. So, those shares up 5.5%. And the earnings season, that's over. Yeah, it started pretty well. You think likes of A2, pretty mixed in the middle. Offshore and offshore focus names and exports are doing pretty well. Domestic ones less so. But yeah, we might have a better reporting season to look forward to later in the year as those interest rate cuts feed through. Fingers crossed.
Okay, confidence in the old consumer department just. I mean, it's a little bit there, isn't there?
Yeah, I'd say a tepid increase from a depressed base. This is the ANZ Roy Morgan Consumer Conference. That was up slightly in February, 96.6. So perceptions of personal financial situations, that was up 5 points, but still negative 12%. And net 21% expect to be better off this time next year. But perceptions regarding the outlook in 12 months' time economically, that actually eased a point. 5-year measures still steady at 5%. The interesting one for retailers, a net 15% still reckon it's a bad time to buy a major household item, so that's pretty subdued. So we probably need more rate cuts there. But yeah, just on that front, RBNZ will be interested in what inflation and the outlook is doing, and the 2-year basis for consumers has lifted just 0.1 percentage point to 4%, so that was good. So as we saw the business outlook, consumers are being a lot more optimistic than they were 6 months ago, but sort of marginal gains each month, and they're not exactly in party mode. But we actually have seen one retailer report some green shoots. So Hellenstein Glassons, they said that sales for the 6 months are up 7.7%. They reckon net profit's going to be around about $21 million for the full year, which would be in line with last year's record. But they did say margins still pressurised, so it seems discounting is needed to attract shoppers, and I think that probably sums things up.
Right, so the personal consumption expectation, Fed loves it. It looks okay, doesn't it?
It looks okay. So this was a bit of relief around this. This is the Fed's preferred inflation gauge. So we had seen a higher than expected inflation print earlier in the month. So this will sort of provide a little bit of comfort around that. So obviously a lot of focus on tariffs and what that's going to do to inflation. But yeah, the PCE, as it's known, that increased 0.3% for the month, 2.5% annually. And the main measure, Mike, core PCE, that takes out volatile food and energy, that was just up 0.3% for the month and 2.6% annually. So that was down from 2.9% in December. So a lot of relief there. Just a couple of other quick notes. Personal income, that rose much sharper than expected. In fact, double expectations. Higher incomes, though, didn't see increased spending, so that decreased 0.2%. So maybe Americans are batting down the hatches. Their savings rate ticked up, and possibly they're being a bit more frugal. But yeah, just on inflation, the odds of a June rate cut have increased to just above 70%, and markets expecting 2 rate cuts by the end of the year.
Okay, numbers please.
Yeah, so it was a bright day on the boards in the US. So the Dow was up 1.4%, 43,840. S&P up 1.6% as well, as was the NASDAQ. FTSE 100 was up 0.6%. in the UK. ASX 200 was down 1.2%. We had a good strong day, up 0.5%, 12601 for the NZX 50. Gold down $20, 2857 an ounce. Oil down 50 cents, 69.76 a barrel. Currency markets, Kiwi down slightly against the US, 56 even. Australian dollar, we were 90.2, that was down slightly. British pound, 44.5 down there as well. Japanese yen, pretty flat, 84.3. This week, Mike, we've got a bit going on again. So the earnings season has sort of closed down in New Zealand, but we've got building permits, trade data, another global dairy auction. On the US earnings front, we've got Costco, Hewlett-Packard. Data-wise, we've got the RBA minutes, we've got Aussie GDP, we've got non-farm payrolls, and we've got the ECB, they're meeting, nice. And they're expected to cut.
Go well, mate. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.